On Sunday, high in the upper 80s. Download our free weather app. It'll keep you up to date on the watches and warnings for your particular locations, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Shop the Carpet Barn's inventory reduction sale. Carpet remnants 50% off and plush carpet now 44 cents a square foot. Save thousands at the Carpet Barn in Montgomery.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Introducing the new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King. It's a mix of hand-spun vanilla-flavored soft serve, tasty bits of Lucky Charm cereal, and memories of watching Saturday morning cartoons in your PJs. The new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King. Relive your childhood in a cup. Maybe it's the magical marshmallow pieces flying up your straw. Maybe it's the magically delicious taste. Whatever the reason, it's a good reason to head over to a Burger King restaurant and try one now. Only at Burger King. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake now at Burger King. Shakes available for a limited time only. Participation varies.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best, and Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
It's that time of year again. The mosquitoes are coming back. The River Region is known for its pesky mosquito. We've all heard the late-night mosquito truck driving through the neighborhood spraying to try to calm the mosquito population. But that's all it does. It calms it down. They don't drive where you spend most of your time, your backyard. Well, I have a solution for you. Mosquito Terminators. They apply a repellent every 21 days that virtually eliminates all mosquitoes.
The National Weather Service has issued Tornado Watch number 364, effective until 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time. This watch includes the following counties in Alabama: Autauga, Butler, Chilton, Coosa, Crenshaw, Dallas, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, Montgomery, Tallapoosa, and Wilcox. Remember, a tornado watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information. Repeating, Tornado Watch number 364 has been issued until 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama: Autauga, Butler, Chilton, Coosa, Crenshaw, Dallas, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, Montgomery, Tallapoosa, and Wilcox.
An identity.
Saudi Arabia's monarch has named his 31-year-old son Mohammed bin Salman crown prince. That puts him next in line to the throne.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Time 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. TGIFE 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Bevatry Steak and Wine gift basket of two great steaks, two choice baked potatoes, and one
fabulous bottle of wine.
Yeah, we got a lot of Pepper moments that are coming up. We have 4th of July. It's going to be happening next week after this weekend, just a mere 8 days away. You need to be thinking about that and planning on your Pepper trip and see what you're going to get. Rand Paul and three other senators have said that the health care bill that has just come out, they are opposed to. I just looked up at a glance at it. It looked like it was Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, and then there was one, I can't remember who the fourth one was. But being opposed to it also can be a conditional word for it. They're going to add some things to it to, in their mind, improve it. That would then hopefully get their votes and not lose any votes. That's always the kind of the secret here. But by losing three, then they're going to be or losing four, they're in the kind of driver's seat to move it to a closer direction that they have, and that's a good thing. Remember, Rand Paul was one of our bellwethers we were looking for.
Looking into this, it appears Rand Paul is the only of the four out and saying it's me. He didn't reveal the names of the others. People are guessing Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, or possibly one of the moderates like, Lisa Murkowski or Susan Collins. So it could be you have both wings of the party saying, we got to negotiate this more.
Absolutely, it has to be negotiated more. I could tell you nothing was just like the Paul Ryan, piece of legislation. That wasn't going to go anywhere, and it was great. It worked out very well to have the Freedom Caucus and people of the caliber of Mo Brooks and adding his conservative in the McCarthy Amendment to it. That changed everything. I thought it was interesting. They were coming out of the meeting where they were talking about this, the first person that came out of that room was Luther Strange. And they asked him, what do you think about the bill? And he had this kind of look on his face. I'm running in a primary that's going to be taking place in 8 weeks.
He's about to go Gianforte on that reporter.
Shut up!
And so he's sitting there, and Mitch McConnell is supporting Luther Strange, right, giving him some big bucks.
Right.
But you could tell he had this kind of like, I got to go back and explain this to some people.
Damn, in a tough spot.
It's going to pop a beat, but it really was. I mean, and it was so funny. Luther Strange is so big, and they were in the basement of the Capitol at one of their meeting rooms. He almost knocked himself out of the one. You remember when you were there, the pipes that run along the corridor?
Oh, yeah.
He almost knocked himself out. And he was leaning over like the Jolly Green Giant to this reporter holding the microphone.
Yeah, you don't notice how big Luther is till you meet him in person. The first time I met him was actually at a Lori White fundraiser you opened up at, I think, Reed Ingram's place. And Luther stopped by, and when he walked
in,
he actually took the time and he talked to me. I was nobody back then, but he took the time and sat and talked to me for like 10 minutes. And I was like, damn. I'm literally looking up to look this guy in the eye.
Let's go to the phones. Go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm just jitty. That's what I can. I'm just as jitty as I can be.
What are you jitty about?
Oh, man, with all this stuff with Trump, there are no tapes. Oh,
boo-hoo. Yeah, well,
Lordy, are no tapes.
We knew that from the point that he mentioned it.
I know, but the way is just leaving the Democratic, the media out on a limb and then sawing it off behind them, it's just priceless. I love it so much. Because they just knew that this whole thing was going to be a Watergate, and now nothing.
Yep, nothing.
Nothing. You get nothing. And also with these recent special elections, 5-0 for Trump. And, do y'all remember when Nancy Pelosi was marching up to Capitol Hill with that big old sledgehammer-looking
gavel that she was carrying.
I do remember that.
And, this was like the, supposed to be the crescendo of 80 years of progressive work. And, you know, it looks like now it's going down in flames. Donald Trump has effectively yanked that gavel out of her hand, and he's playing whack-a-mole with it all across the country on these special election races and other factors that are going on.
Well, it's not that...
And you just got to love it.
Yeah, well, it's not that Trump is doing something that great, though. I think he is making a marginal difference in some of these races by the tweets and the robocalls and things like that. It's the Democrats just don't get it. They think they have a message, and it is not resonating out there. That's their problem.
Well, it is, and, you know, what is their message? I mean, you know, if you vote for
it's criticizing Trump and Republicans.
Well, and it's more than that. So if you vote for a Democrat, what are you voting for? You're voting for anti-traditional family. You're voting for pro-gay marriage. You're voting for a Democrat. You're voting for continued failing education system, healthcare system. You're voting against, you know, a huge part of the populace that wants change in a number of areas when it comes to government. If you're voting for a Democrat, you're voting for total government control over every aspect of your life, up to and including when you can go to the bathroom and how many times a day you can go to the bathroom. You know, what? It just goes on and on and on. So, you know, at what point do they get it? Well, I don't know that they can, Dan, because honestly, this is what they believe in. They don't believe in what a pretty sizable majority of the American people kind of like, you know? So they had to pretend, let me put it this way. They had to pretend about who they were up until the time Barack Obama was elected. And they thought the country had so-called changed. And Barack Obama was bringing about this change. But they had already believed all of this stuff. They had to pretend that they were pro-family, that they were pro-life, that they were pro-this, you know, for the American people, and on and on and on. But then the real Democrats showed up, and who they really are, well, they decided not to hide it anymore. And when the American people took a look, they said, oh, my word, we can't vote for this.
Yeah, well, and it's even worse than that. In 2008, when they won the big numbers in the Senate, and Barack Obama won, he had the Bobby Brights of the world winning a very Republican congressional district. They go, well, hey, this is great. That liberal message is exactly what we need to be doing. And so they kept doing it. And then that created the Tea Party, and it was downhill from there. They have thought that the liberal message of 2008 was resonating, and they have yet to let go of it. And it has cost them 1,100 House and Senate statewide offices.
Well,
state offices.
And to be honest, that message of 08, that was my first election, somewhat resonated with me. And it was BS. By their own standards, it was a bunch of crap. The transparency stuff, we're not red states or blue states. We're going to work together. We're going to, you know, no lobbyists. All this sort of aspirational stuff, he never did. And so it just ruined.
Shaving cream.
Yeah, oh.
Well, you know, he was talking about, do you remember, George Bush's charged up the federal, you know, the
debt.
America's credit card, the debt. Oh, my goodness, how he was talking about that. He yanked that credit card out of George Bush's hand and went to town with it, brother.
He really did.
And, you know, so what? So the whole thing was a ruse.
Yeah, and what they would do is they'd look at you, and for Joe Scarborough and Mika calling Donald Trump a liar, the biggest liar out there was Barack Obama. Because he would sit there and just tell a false out. He knew it was not so. Lie. They never called him out on that.
Oh, yeah.
This morning, that's all they did is call Donald Trump a liar. They went through his speech, and everything he got wrong, they did the buzzer. And then they were saying things that were wrong. They said, right. Well, he told the press to turn their cameras off. He didn't say that. He said they're turning their cameras off because of what he just said about CNN.
What is this business I am hearing about the NSA shipping all of the documents regarding Susan Rice and the unmasking over to the Obama library.
Which does not exist, by the way. Does not exist.
What?
There is no Obama library.
Well, what is going on?
Well, what they did is they did it so they could hide the documents because there's a 5-year freeze on them. You can't. Now, we found out yesterday from Justin Napolitano and from Judicial Watch that the president could order them and they could possibly get them from Congress could order it. But somebody needs to look at that. Somebody needs to look at it.
And y'all say the library doesn't exist. The library is in a building. The library is in your mind.
And since it was in one of these little passageways that Geraldo was going to, Al Capone had it. You remember when he blew that thing up in Chicago? That was the biggest nothing burger I've ever.
I remember that.
That was the funniest. I died laughing on that.
Who in their right mind believes that if Donald Trump or the Congress said, okay, we want that stuff back, that we're going to get it back?
Well, no, I'll tell you what I said yesterday is that if they say that, then all of a sudden there's going to be a flash fire at the library where certain boxes of papers are going to suddenly burn up.
Do you remember what I told you about Macon County's Board of Education years ago? When the state of Alabama was coming in the next day to commandeer all of the documents and records because the corruption was so bad, and that night that Macon County Board of Education building burned with the fire so hot that it melted structural metal I-beams, destroying obviously all of the documents.
Yeah, well,
that is what it amounts to. It's going to be about like that. So, yeah, we're not going to get them back.
I don't know. Maybe there's somebody smart out there. I don't know. Papa B, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. You have a great one. Newstar 93.1. I'm going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Emotion was in my eyes. She took me on a natural high when I said, I love you, girl of mine. And then she said, she loves me back. Oh, yeah.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Are you currently paying rent? Why? When you could be investing in your own home. I've got some news just for you. Alabama Home Mortgage is now offering a program that will allow you to purchase your home with only 1% down. You heard me right, 1%. Don't waste your money on rent when you can afford to buy. 1 month's rent could get you into your dream home today. You don't have 1%? Small changes can result in big savings quickly. Skip the coffee and you can buy a house. Did you know that just 1 year's worth of lattes could get you that 1% you need to get in your dream home? Alabama Home Mortgage can get you pre-approved, closed, and moved into your new home with only 1% down. Sounds like magic, right? Well, pick up the phone and let us wave our magic wand as we turn renters into homeowners. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much home you can afford. NMLS 3723-74, Equal Housing Lender.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Doing a little production during the break there.
It was one of those nights when you feel...
I'd be remiss if I did not mention that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass in Pueblo location. You know, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama. As long as you go and boogie at Brubaker Motors. I want to see you now. I want to see you in that... Showroom 4, doing the hustle.
Just leave it down. But I really want tonight to last.
Rebecca Motors, Eastern Bypass, private location. You're not going to find a better group of people to deal with than a brand new car. Okay, let's see where we want to go here. We were talking, the Dems having some problems here, so... Christian Welker is going to be talking about Pelosi, and Pelosi is getting some blowback, and they're kind of blaming the Nats for not taking them to the dance and winning congressional districts.
Overnight, President Trump taking a victory lap in Iowa after Republicans won 4 out of 4 special elections, including Georgia's hotly contested 6th district race.
They have phony witch hunts going against me. They have everything going. And you know what? All we do is win, win, win.
And with the Democratic Party showing signs of disarray, it's clear their anti-Trump strategy has not been working. This morning, there are mounting calls to replace House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Some Democrats are blaming her for John Ossoff's loss in Georgia to Republican Karen Handel.
Nancy Pelosi's friends are bankrolling Ossoff's campaign because...
After the GOP repeatedly ran ads linking Ossoff to Pelosi, undermining his message of change.
As Nancy Pelosi... is the leader of the Democratic Party, it's going to be very difficult to win.
We clearly need to have the right message and the right messengers to show the American people that we can help.
Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, who challenged Pelosi's leadership position last year, inflaming the situation.
You think right. Nancy Pelosi is more toxic than Donald Trump?
You know what? The honest answer is, in some areas of the country, yes, she is.
And South Carolina congressional candidate Joe Cunningham tweeting, "If elected, I will not vote for Nancy Pelosi for speaker. Time to move forward and win again."
This was kind of a theme through CBS and NBC today. I didn't get a chance to look over at the the GMA group, but this is the problem with the Democrats. What they do is they build these hostile powers, and John Boehner was smart enough to realize he was doing some damage to the Republicans, and he moved on.
Yes.
And they get so caught up in the power level. I mean, look at the difference of the age of Nancy Pelosi and Paul Ryan. I mean, you've got some old folks that are saying, I mean, Schumer is not a spring chicken. Of course, Mitch McConnell isn't either. But you still have a younger tier two on both, clearly tier one on the House, but tier two on the Senate.
Well, and if I'd been advising the Democrats right after the November election, I would have said, y'all need to drop Nancy Pelosi as your minority leader. She is not serving you well. I mean, that would be honest, not trying to, you know, pull a fast one of the Democrats, that Nancy does not serve your message well.
She really isn't. And she, when you have Nancy Pelosi as the centerpiece of your ad campaign, that you're running as a Republican against your Democrat opponent, that you're tying that candidate to Nancy Pelosi, and it's working, because he didn't get it. He wouldn't get any of that during the primary. And they were pretty soft on him. And then all of a sudden, I think that was the difference of it.
Well, and even though, you know, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are the so-called heads of their party at this point, I look at the real voice of, I think, the Democrats is Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala or Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. I think it's these, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean they're young. Look at Warren and Sanders. But I think it is a more radical left. And it's sort of what happened with Republicans when Obama was elected. We went to the Tea Party, went back to, I think, some basic roots, back to the fundamentals. And the Democrats are going to do the same thing in their own right. And right now, I think Nancy and Schumer stand in the way. And it's what I said earlier. A lot of the stuff Obama promised, there are a lot of people that are no longer Democrats who are very disillusioned because they believed what Obama said, and then the Democratic Party, well, played politics as usual.
As we listen to the second part of Christian Welker talking about the burden of Pelosi.
President Obama and Vice President Biden gone, there has been a leadership vacuum for the Democrats. Pelosi's spokesperson arguing the buzz about her, all a product of Republican efforts to smear her. The politics of personal destruction has been a GOP hallmark. Other Democrats caution the party's problems go way beyond Pelosi.
This is not an issue of who the specific leader might be at a given time. It's really a question of message.
And many Democrats are digging in. The Congressional Campaign Committee circulating a memo to lawmakers declaring there's no doubt the party can take back the House next fall.
The reality is it would be difficult for anyone to unseat Pelosi. She has a lot of allies. She's also seen as someone who has raised a massive amount of money for her party. Now, as for Republicans, it's way too soon for them to start drawing big conclusions about what this might mean for the midterm elections. After all, their recent victories have been in reliably red districts where Democrats are outperforming what they did in 2016.
And again, it's the way the Democrat Party is built, kind of different than the Republican Party. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is just, she's set in San Francisco. Nothing's going to ever happen to her. But she does not realize the burden that she is on the Democrat Party. And I'm kind of glad. And because I think it's going to play to the benefit of the Republicans here. But this was a theme that really was all through this. And I was kind of surprised that the media picked up on this story.
It makes you think somebody's ginning this up within the Democratic Party.
Yeah, because, I mean, they had several people that were on Joe Scarborough, for example, saying, you know, like Nancy Pelosi is an individual, but she's not good for the overall health of the party. Then you had Tim Ryan. He was all over the place this morning, Today Show and Morning Joe, talking about the same thing. So this...
Well, it would be nice just for our sake to get some audio from a Democrat that isn't Nancy. You need some reprogramming.
Yeah, you really do.
A lot of bugs in the system.
A lot in there. Newstown 93.1 FM. Reminder, ASE Credit Union. You want a great place to bank. ASE CU is it. What a great group of people. And I tell you, free checking, you can't go wrong with that. Great interest rate on some CDs. Go by and give them an opportunity. Go in and tell them, huh? See what they've got. See what they offer. I know they've got great rates. I know that for a fact because I know some people have gotten some car loans from them. It was a pretty good rate. So go by ASC Credit Union. They are great folks. The AMR Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Things you've done I wouldn't criticize. I guess you had your way, yeah. You see, I've got to make you understand. I know it sounds a foolish thing to say, but it don't matter, baby, because today's another day. You should have left on my life. You should have left on my life. You should have left on my life. I've been a DC.
Start your morning out right with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Prattville, Montgomery, Troy, Auburn, Tallahassee. Brewbaker.com, everywhere and anywhere. Always happy and ready to serve you. Come in to see what's new. Infiniti's all-new 2017 QX30 compact SUV. Four doors, fast and agile. Or pack up the nimble Infiniti QX80 and head for the beach with families and friends. Kia has the 2017 Niro SUV, the one Prius owners have been switching to. Up to 54 miles per gallon. Or the Kia Sorento SUV. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram truck. There is a reason we sell so many of these vehicles. Find out why. The all-new Chrysler Pacifica minivan and the gas or hybrid version. The hybrid version hit a record 84 mpge. The always popular Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Renegade Jeep models. Or Wrangler in the two- or four-door styles. The 4x4 Ram truck, big and Ram tough. Fiat, our newest addition, the compact SUV 500XL to the super quick Spider convertible. Who wouldn't look good in an Italian Fiat? Come see us today at Brubaker Motors or Brubaker.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting on a topic of much speculation, his conversations with fired FBI Director James Comey. The president tweeting he doesn't know if recordings exist, but that he didn't make and doesn't have any such recordings.
On May 12th, the president hinted on Twitter that there may be recordings of his conversations with the former FBI director. The House Intelligence Committee investigating Russian meddling in the presidential election had sought information on whether the tapes exist. 2 weeks ago, the panel sent a letter to White House counsel Don McGahn requesting information on whether recordings exist.
Fox Radio's John Decker. Critics of the Senate GOP bill to replace Obama Care complaining they were kept in the dark till now about what it contained. House Speaker Paul Ryan pushing back.
You don't release a bill before you finish writing the bill.
And the gunman in the so-called DC Pizzagate story getting 4 years in prison. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Tornado watch continues in effect for the rest of the afternoon into the early evening hours. Also, a flash flood watch in effect. Showers and thunderstorms at times. Locally heavy downpours. Threat of a spin-up tornado or two. High today in the mid-80s. Low tonight in the low 70s. Then tomorrow. Scattered showers and storms, not quite as numerous. High in the upper 80s to around 90. Then on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms become likely again by the afternoon hours. High around 86. Download our free weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It has push notifications for watches and warnings, plus the latest radar and future radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
the River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
A, this is where we are. Okay, man. Let's see, we did the Pelosi burden. Let's get into the healthcare piece of this thing, since this has now been released. This is one of the Dems that is basically saying Nancy Pelosi is no good for the party type thing. And I know that's got to be burning Nancy Pelosi up. Got to be chapping her you-know-what. Let's listen to Nancy Cordes talking about the Republican health care bill.
The draft of this bill has been kept virtually under lock and key, but will be revealed this morning in a meeting for all Republican senators. Here's what we know so far based on Republican leaders and their conversations with us and with aides. This bill is about 200 pages. It's called a discussion draft because they can still make changes to it based on feedback from their members. And like the House bill, it's going to do away with large swaths of Obamacare, including the individual mandate and Obamacare's taxes. But the Senate version would not cut Medicaid as quickly as the House GOP version would. It will also keep more of Obamacare's protections in place for people with pre-existing conditions than the House bill would. And the tax credits in the Senate bill for people who are on the individual market would be based on income, not on age, like the House bill, so people who have less income would get more assistance. Now, one key piece of data that we probably won't get today is an independent analysis from the Congressional Budget Office. You'll recall that the CBO projected that 23 million Americans would lose coverage under the House bill, so Republican senators are going to want to see what the CBO has to say before they decide how to vote on this bill. So Republican leaders, Gail, are hoping that the CBO weighs in by Monday at the latest because they want to hold a vote next week.
Interesting part of what is in this piece of legislation is they don't stop the Medicaid money. They leave it out there longer. So that should change the scoring on this. So where you've heard the 23 million straight up, that came from that you built into that an interior 10-year period, but this should kind of change some of those. And what it does is it gives, one part I read today, is say you're Kentucky and you want to keep the Medicaid, then they'll fund you for 2 years, and then they're going to start getting down to the 50-50 numbers that you need, and you're going to have to come up with your side of the 50, and the federal government come up with their side of the 50.
And we're talking 2020 when that really gets going into effect, right? Like, they're going to expand it. That, I think the Senate version just goes longer than that.
It goes longer than the House, is what it, basically what we're doing. I mean, I thought it was a little further than 2020. I think it starts going down in 2020.
Okay, yes.
And then kind of levels out. But when this will, watching Rand Paul and the Mike Lees of this world and the Kabuki dance that's going to happen here, guys, they're going to be talking about how they don't have the numbers, they don't have the numbers, and how bad all this is. And what this does is it helps to make the bill better, because you get people, and that's why the Freedom Caucus did what they did. Didn't have enough votes, and the Freedom Caucus finally got in there, showed them their stuff, and they got a much better bill. This is going to be a better bill, and the bill that comes out of conference is going to be a better bill. Now, another place where they were really kind of smacking around Donald Trump was on his visit to Iowa. And the press was kind of all, but just all over themselves. You ever want to do the Peter Alexander one, if we could, please? Press was just kind of all over themselves about it. Donald Trump needs to be out with the people. He needs to be doing campaign style. He doesn't know how to govern, and all this gets crazy.
Even this morning, the Senate Republicans' rewrite of that health care bill remains a secret to many of those lawmakers likely voting on it before the end of next week. Within the next few hours this morning, a draft of the bill is finally expected to be released. Still no indication that the president has seen it. After enjoying another quick road trip, his fifth rally in his first 5 months.
President Trump back on the road and back in his comfort zone, relishing an Iowa embrace Wednesday night.
It's always terrific to be able to leave that Washington swamp.
Mr. Trump riding high after Republicans' special election win in Georgia Tuesday that some had cast as a referendum on his presidency.
We're 5-0. We're 5-0. The truth is, people love us.
The night, a celebration of Mr. Trump's resilience, escaping his woes in Washington, where the Russia cloud still looms over his administration. Overnight, raising eyebrows for this comment on immigration.
Those seeking admission into our country must be able to support themselves financially and should not use welfare for a period of at least 5 years.
But that's been the law since 1996. Still, the president appeared energized on a proposal the border wall be lined with solar panels.
Pretty good imagination, right? Good. My idea.
It's interesting. The Investor's Business Daily did a piece of the guy who came up with that idea. And basically, they had kind of, well, we need to tell the audience about a traffic situation, don't we?
Yes. I just got a call a little while ago that on the Eastern Boulevard going northbound, starting at where Eastern Boulevard intersects with Atlanta Highway, all the way up to Wetumpka Highway, all the traffic lights are out.
So, folks, if you're looking at heading towards Wetumpka, not the way to go, I would probably take the toll bridge and go the other way.
And when the lights are out, treat it as a four-way stop, folks.
There you go. And but Alabama Drive, is it raining out there or something?
I think it might have been a pop-up storm, a little lightning strike. And we are, as Rich Thomas has been saying, under a tornado watch still. Yeah, the little weather alert came in as I was driving around last night, and it was like, oh, Covington County. There was an actual tornado that touched down yesterday, so.
Whew. Yeah, I was watching that on the tube. The one bad thing is, if you got WSFA on, you're going to get the information, without a doubt. I like the way Rich Thomas does it now with the app. It's not nearly as invasive as your TV.
Well, and Rich is putting in extra hours today. I saw him when I came in. He's downstairs with Bailey the Superdog.
Yeah, Bailey greeted me out there. I think Bailey wanted to go home with me. I said, you had to stay with Dad. I mean, Bailey goes, will you take me home, please? He's always there. Okay, let's continue with Peter Alexander talking about the Trump visit.
And on the wealth of his economic cabinet picks.
I love all people, rich or poor. But in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
The president also teasing today's unveiling of the Senate Republicans' health care plan.
But I hope we're going to surprise you with a really good plan. You know, I've been talking about a plan with heart. I said, add some money to it.
After weeks of secrecy and complaints, even among top Republicans, about a lack of transparency, a draft of the bill headed up by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to be released this morning. What to watch for? How deep will Medicaid cuts go? On tax credits, will they be tied to a person's income or their age, like in the House bill? And whether federal funding for Planned Parenthood is eliminated? Outside the Capitol, Democrats voicing their opposition.
Healthcare is a right, not a privilege.
Also this morning, the Congressional Black Caucus rejected an invitation for a follow-up meeting with the president here at the White House, arguing that their concerns presented in their first meeting, quote, fell on deaf ears. The CBC's chairman writing the president, we have seen no evidence that your administration acted on our calls for action, and we have, in fact, witnessed steps that will affirmatively hurt black communities. It has become abundantly clear that a conversation with the entire CBC would not be entirely productive. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer tells me this morning the president enjoyed meeting with the CBC leadership and looked forward to a follow-up meeting with the entire group, adding that the president hopes to continue to work with the CBC on several issues that they previously identified.
The CBC score and how these this whole health care bill. Just get ready for the onslaught of this deal. But again, I think the Rand Pauls, the Mike Lees, the Ted Cruzes are going to improve this and make it even better. And they're getting pretty close. My group got hurt the worst out of the whole thing because they changed the giving someone more money because of their age, because the insurance is higher. They changed it to means testing it based on the ratio of your income to the amount of your premium out there. And my premium is pretty low. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard. Buddy, how is it out there?
Oh, well, I do believe it's tornadic and soggy. And your neighborhood's going under, bro.
Oh.
Well, it's sinking. The streets in McGee Estates are just incredibly bad.
Let me tell you something. That is one of the worst places for that prairie soil there is in Montgomery.
Well, the infrastructure of Montgomery, all the maintenance tunnels, everything, are, 75 years old? Nobody's ever replaced them. So that's not. When's the mayor getting on, by the way?
He is coming on July the 3rd. He's out of town for his deal that would have happened yesterday. So he's coming on July the 3rd, and then he's coming on July the 29th. But guess who else I've got? I got Bubba Bowden, the traffic engineer, who's coming in next Tuesday, or is calling in next Tuesday.
Wow, that ought to be. We have lots of things to discuss with him.
Yeah, he's a great guy, great guy.
Wow, okay, getting back to the subject of health care, it is nobody's right to have health care. This whole concept and it's ludicrous. And when I listen to TV, get the knee brace you deserve. Get the back brace you deserve. Get this you deserve and that you deserve. We don't deserve any of these damn things, and they are not rights. And they're never going to be able to take care of all these people. You know, let's face it.
Amen, brother. Let me tell you, that's exactly what the problem is. It's just like education. If you ask most people, do you think education is a right, they'll tell you yes. And it's not. It's a service that a community chooses to provide, and they choose to provide it at a particular level based on their best interest, their own interest. But healthcare, it's crazy to think like that.
You know, and nobody listened to John Kerry. The only thing he said that was really true is you have the right to be stupid.
There you go.
So
we just need
to
make dumb hurt, and then stupid hurt, then we'd be a lot better off.
Well, you know what? And this whole concept that it's going to hurt the black people more than other color people, I'm sick of it. People are people. I'll say again, America is a group of individuals, not individual groups. Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate the telephone call. Rick, hang on for me, buddy. I've got to go to a break. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Mar Show. We're going to be back after this brief break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Noon till 1 on Saturdays on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have land that needs to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low-interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 420259.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 272-9228. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rick. Rick has been patient with us. Hey, Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. By the way, if anybody has a traffic report or weather kind of issue out there, call us at 272-9228 and let us know. Rick, welcome aboard.
Well, Dan, that's exactly why I was calling.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, listen, in Oak Park, a tree has blown over onto Forest Avenue. So it came from the park over the fence onto Forest.
Oh, wow.
There's a couple of, well, there's at least one vehicle that's under the tree. Nobody's injured or anything.
How close to the fire department is it?
Dan, when you come up the I think that's called Park Street, where it intersects with Forest Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost directly across from that. It's closer to the entrance to Oak Park than it is to the fire department.
Okay. I didn't know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah. Big tree fell over the fence.
Well, I really appreciate, Rick, you sharing that. Is it blocking the highway?
A little bit, but Montgomery's Finest has been out there. They are directing traffic around it, and so we're not really seeing any big backups yet. But it looks like the road crew is just now getting out there to potentially cut it up.
How bad is the weather out there? We're in an attic, so we don't see. Is it wind blowing pretty hard? A lot of lightning or what?
You know, Dan, not really. We've had off and on periods of like torrential rainfall, and then it'll slack up. Not a whole lot of wind yet.
Rick, I really appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have a great and safe day. Let me go to 8484. Welcome aboard.
Hey, Benno.
Hey, buddy.
I was just calling with the same thing. It is absolutely a frog strangler where I am right now.
Where are you?
I am at where Perimeter Parkway is.
Mm-hmm.
Got close to Taylor Road, between Bell Road and Taylor on Troy Highway. Coming down Bell Road was flooded. Like at Vaughn Road, there was water coming across the road there. It was not raining at Atlanta Highway, but I had left like around where Hughes Pools is.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining so hard right there you couldn't see.
How bad is the traffic messed up because of the lights being out?
It went out while I was there, and it wasn't too bad. And there was an officer at one of the traffic lights keeping it down right there where you turn to go into the Mexican trailer park, right just south of Adams Motorsports. Was it Twain Curve right there? There was an officer there. But it is, where it is raining, it is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, that's what somebody is texting me now. They said it's kind of like a monsoon, and then you'll drive like four blocks and it would barely be raining, and then like another monsoon will hit.
Yeah, and that's so, and it looks like, I guess it's kind of centered over towards Halcyon area is what it looks like, kind of splitting back around. But that's what I just went through or drove through.
Well, 84, always appreciate you checking in with us.
All right, buddy boy. We'll keep our ears on out here.
There you go. We'll see you on the flip side, buddy. Let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Afternoon, guys.
How are you?
Doing well. To echo what the other guys said, I've had to run some errands the last couple of hours, but leaving Wetumpka, going through six down 65 to South Montgomery County and coming back. It's been torrential all the way through, and now I'm on Taylor Road. And I was actually calling you to see what route I should take from Taylor Road back to Wetumpka.
Back to Wetumpka. If the lights are out from the Atlanta Highway to Wetumpka, I'd probably take the toll road and do Rifle Range.
Okay, that makes sense. I was going to say, or go down 85 and go to the back of Lower Wetumpka Road, but the toll road area is okay as far as we know.
Yeah, I have not heard, nor have I seen anything that said that the toll bridge is closed. Now, you know, that toll bridge, that area floods, so you may, but you'll know, if you're on Taylor Road, it's just right down Macklemore from you.
Yeah, I'm not far from it. I just, before I get to the press, you know, traffic, I just wanted to try to figure out. So I'll try to go that route. But, I mean, it is literally torrential. I'm having to speak in elevated tones at the conveys a message, but visibility is very limited. The wipers just can't keep up with the rainfall. But I think I saw in one man's yard, it was like he was gathering animals two by two. So somebody's building an ark. But last question, only question I had for you. I was in and out on the Middle East part. What's this thing with Saudi Arabia? Are we anticipating more trouble or less trouble for this new Crown Prince situation?
It's a younger person, and it's being a little more, you know, having a little more foresight, is what Dr. Sorensen was saying. So it's too early to tell, but it seems that it's a good thing, so long as they keep their pro-U.S. stance.
Right. Well, do they have any influence? What's the relation with them and Saudi Arabia? I mean, it feels like the Saudi Arabia and Syrian thing is escalating.
Yeah,
fairly quickly.
Yeah, Syria and Iran are natural enemies of Saudi Arabia.
That's what I thought.
And it's because of Shiite-Sunni relationship.
Right. I know you've got a lot of years in government and a lot of contacts. What do you take from the shooting down the jet? I mean, are we sending a message, or are we, you know, do we just set ourselves up for, you know, some kind of retaliation?
No, I think what we did is we sent them a message. I mean, basically, and Dr. Sorensen confirmed it, what happened is the Syrian fighter was there, the F-17 or 18 came up behind it, and he locked on him and painted him, and that's kind of like, I'm about to shoot you, break off, and
right.
Then he, you know, came back around, locked on him again, and shot him down. And so,
wow.
I mean, I think that's a, you know, stroke one for the U.S. And all Russia does in all of this stuff, all they do is they talk mean and bad, but they never do anything.
Right. It seems like that's Putin's master of posturing, but hopefully that's all he ever does. You know, I mean, we really don't want to deal with a Russia that stands back up like the days of old. I mean, that's the last element we need right now, I think in the pie that we've got baking out there. But I appreciate the information. I know you got other callers, and y'all try to stay dry.
Thanks, Lee. I appreciate you calling in.
And we're getting word that on